Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, it's your girl Breeny Lee and welcome to the Pep Talk podcast where we have real, raw, relatable conversations with the pep talk you need.
You have the power to create your future with the choices that you make today.
What do you bring to the table? Baby, I am the table. Love yourself a little bit more than that, ladies. Come on.
Dust settles, queens don't. And don't forget, know your worth and then add tax.
Period.
So, how to use your femininity as a superpower. So first of all, you have to stop seeing your femininity as a weakness, because when you know how and when to use it, it can be your greatest strength. So one dictionary word I really love is the word meekness. So meekness really means strength under control. Even the word humble. Do you know how hard it is to be humble when you have so many things going for yourself? It's very easy to be humble when you haven't got anything. It is very easy for a poor person to be humble. They literally have nothing to boast about, and I mean that with the most respect. But it's difficult to be humble when you have so many reasons not to be. Now, I do believe that men and women are equal, okay? But even men will tell you, women are so much more powerful than men. We endure a lot. Emotionally, mentally, spiritually, we are very, very strong. Like, we women have the ability to carry a child for 9 months at a time and birth them. That alone deserves a trophy. Like, without women, there is no life on earth. Imagine that. We are literally all here because of a woman. Women have the ability to multitask. That is not a myth. That is a proven fact. A woman could be holding a baby while on the telephone, whilst cooking, and she will not miss a beat. We are superhuman, okay? We are superheroes. Like, even that multitasking works so well in business. We are so much more productive. And on top of all of that, women typically live 5 to 10 years longer than men. You are incredible. We can have the flu, be on our period, just getting through a breakup, and still go to work, be on time and boss the hell up. You are amazing, okay? Never let anyone make you feel less of yourself because you are a woman. However, with all of that strength, it can sometimes come at a cost, and that cost is your femininity. When you are a woman, typically a single woman, and you have to pull up your sleeves and do everything because everything depends on you, you may actually enter into masculine mode and actually never come out of it. You may just stay in masculine mode 24/7. And I think that's a trouble that a lot of women are having nowadays. And also, let's be clear, when I'm talking about masculinity, I'm not talking about men necessarily, just the same way that some men aren't actually masculine, okay? Masculine is an energy of dominance, an energy of competitiveness, an energy of winning, an energy of toughness, an energy of aggression, an energy of control. This is some of the definitions of masculinity. This energy works very well if you're in work, if you're in work mode, if you're doing sports, but it hardly has a good success rate in relationships unless the guy that you're dating has more feminine energy and you guys are both happy to work with that reversal. If you didn't know, within both sexes lies both masculine and feminine energy, and there's no problem with having both. The problem lies in when we lean too heavily in one energy. So that's where we get the term toxic masculinity or extreme feminism, okay? These are all lying too deep into the masculine energy. And I believe extreme feminism was created to combat toxic masculinity, but at this point, nobody is winning because nobody is trying to understand where the problem lies. And the problem lies in the fact that there is no balance. And there's nothing wrong with being a dominant man, but you must balance that out with empathy, with compassion, with gentleness. And likewise, there's nothing wrong with being a tough, strong, independent woman, but you must balance it out with empathy, with gentleness. And on the flip side, it's not good only to have gentleness, compassion, empathy, and not have no guts, no fight, no let's get this done. So it's not good to be on the other side either. Life is all about balance, right? So knowing when to lay into your feminine energy when you're in a healthy, committed relationship, and knowing when to turn on your masculinity when you're in a business meeting and you need to make a decision, sharp, fast, all that good stuff. You can be both feminine and masculine when you know how and when to use it. So masculine energy is all about planning. It's all about certainty. It's all about executing, thinking, making things happen and getting things done. But anytime you're in that mode, you're in masculine energy. So what does it look like to be in your feminine energy? What is feminine energy? Feminine energy is all about being present. It's all about receiving. It's all about experiencing, feeling, communicating, trusting, allowing. All of these receiving, being. It's kind of like having the privilege to just relax. Take a chill pill. Relax into your femininity. I am currently in masculine mode because I am teaching. I'm trying to get a message across to you guys. So I am working my butt off to convey this message. So after that, I can sit and I can receive. When I'm watching something, I'm receiving. I'm in my feminine energy. I'm in my purest form. I have 5 tips on how to be more feminine as it relates to going on dates, as it relates to being in a relationship, as it relates to being around guys, as it relates to being around masculine energy. So of course, these can apply to any life situations, not just romantic, not just as it relates to men, but just learning how to be feminine will set you apart from the rest. Because trust me, there's a lot of women out here, but a lot of women are not feminine. And they're not sitting in that energy, and they're not realizing that it's actually a superpower and is mightily sexy. It is mightily attractive when you are in your fullest feminine energy. So how to be more feminine? Number one, be present. So this is one of the hardest things to do, especially when you've got so much things going on in your mind. But this is what's going to allow you to reconnect with yourself, reconnect with your surroundings, reconnect with your body, because when you reconnect with your body, it shows, it comes across as a woman that is in touch with herself. So let's say you're on a date with a guy that you just met. You are relaxed, you are at ease, you can feel your toes in your shoes, you're in touch with your body, you're in touch with every movement that you make with your hands, and you are staring in this guy's eyes with an openness and a look that is just like, I'm here, I'm present, I see you, you see me. And the guy's looking in your eyes like, whoa, this girl is very much interested in what I am saying to her. And so women, we've really got to master the art of eye contact. It is the most present thing you can do. If you can look at somebody, if you can look at them when they're talking to you, this is why when you're on a date, it's very, very important to put your phone away, because when your phone's out, you're distracted, your eye connection is locked off. Eye contact makes you feel so connected to someone. I don't know about you guys, but I can't talk to anybody that isn't paying me eye contact. If he's on his phone, if he's doing something, I will shut down, I will stop talking, because it makes me feel like you're not here and I need you to be present when I'm talking to you. So being present is so seductive. Like, I'm here, I've shown up and I'm here. I'm not just here physically, I'm all in. So being present will make you come across as very feminine, and that is very sexy to a man. Number two on how to be more feminine, get out of your head and into your heart. And I will hold my hands up and say this is very, very hard. Even in everyday life for me, it is very difficult because I'm always analyzing things. I'm always analyzing situations. I'm always analyzing people. And I would say, and I would encourage those people, maybe not on your first date, you don't want to be like spilling like your whole heart, but maybe after the sixth or seventh date and you feel comfortable and you trust that person, or if you're in a relationship, you feel open, get out of your head and into your heart. Get into that place of feeling and being able to express your emotions. Like a woman that can be in touch with her emotions, with her feelings, and communicate that is very, very sexy and attractive to a man, because it shows that glimpse of vulnerability. And yes, you're strong, yes, you're powerful, yes, blah, 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 yes, you can do all this. But when a man sees that, oh, actually, like, there's a bit of a little weakness there, and it's not a weakness to be exploited. And that's why a lot of us don't want to show our soft side, because it's been exploited so many times in the past. But that's why I said you have to be able to trust a guy. Don't hold this guy accountable to the mistakes of the other person, okay? This new guy who's actually being really good to you, don't sabotage it by holding him accountable for the mistakes of the other guy, okay? Like, you really want to practice this one, because I am not ashamed to say, babe, I'm feeling quite neglected by you because we haven't had our usual 1 hour conversation today. Like, I would really like some of your time. I don't feel stupid, and I don't feel ashamed to communicate my feelings, my wants, my needs and desires, and to actually say, babe, do you know what? It's just making me feel a bit neglected. That is so freaking sexy. Like, that is attractive. Like, I don't know, to me, that is attractive. Someone that can be straight up and just be like, this is how I'm feeling. Ding, 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 ding. Brownie points for me. Like, we are grown up. We're grown, okay? We're grown. Don't just be in a strop. Communicate your feeling, dig into that femininity, that energy, and be like, this is how I'm feeling, this is how I want to communicate it with you. This is not a weakness, this is a strength, and the right guy will respond accordingly to that level of vulnerability. But you can't be vulnerable in your head, you must be vulnerable in your heart. You must feel. Vulnerability is feminine energy, so it's something that you're gonna have to practice. It's probably not gonna come easy to you, and it's not gonna come natural, especially if you're used to living in your head. But remember, masculine energy is all about control. Feminine energy, on the other hand, is all about releasing and receiving. Releasing and receiving. Releasing and receiving. Knowing how to let it go. Let it go, let it go, let it go. Number three on how to be more feminine, ask for help. Oh my gosh, this is so big, especially for us women. We don't like to ask for help. And this goes back to the vulnerability thing. We don't want to be seen as weak. I don't know how to do this, but I'm not going to ask. I'm going to figure it out by myself. That is masculine energy. There's nothing wrong with saying I need help. There's nothing wrong with saying that actually I can't do this. Welcome to the human experience. We're not supposed to be strong all the time. We need each other. That's why we exist. No man is an island. We all need somebody. We all are here to help each other. We don't have to be strong 24/7. There are times, even in a day, where you can be like, actually, I can't do this. Could you help me? It's okay, darlings, ask for help. And I feel like, especially for those of us who are in relationships, it's okay to ask your partner for help. It's not a competition. You're not in competition with your boyfriend, okay? If you can't do something, he'll be glad to do it. And one of the beautiful things is men love to be needed. Men love to be of use. So when a guy says to me, do you want me to hold that? Or if I say to him, hey, I'm having a problem with my laptop, and he sends me articles on how to fix it. Like, men like to feel that they are actually valuable to you. Men are natural problem solvers, and that's the beauty of masculine energy. They want to solve your problems, so allow them to do so. I enjoy being a damsel in distress sometimes. Not all the time. I'm not always like, oh, help me, help me. I'm incapable. I can't do nothing. Help, 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 help. No, I actually enjoy being a damsel in distress sometimes, because it gets boring when you're having to do everything by yourself. Or when I'm carrying my suitcase around London, which I usually am because I'm always going somewhere, and a guy says, oh, would you like me to help you with your suitcase up the stairs? I feel so freaking happy. Like, I feel so happy, like, wow, you've literally just made this moment in time so much easier for me. Thank you. I appreciate you. Which brings me on to point number 4. Feminine women say thank you. And we all know the power of gratitude. A feminine woman is a grateful woman. You can't be grateful if you don't allow someone to help you. Some of the meanest people in the world are those people that won't allow anybody to help them or to lift their heavy loads. And so they remain frustrated and they take it out on other people. No man is an island. We are all here for each other. So gratitude. Learning how to take a compliment. Learning how to take a compliment is feminine energy. Yes, it can be awkward at times because your automatic reaction is like, really? Me? Have you seen me? Have you seen my hair? Have you seen the spot on my forehead? Hands up, ladies, if you're guilty of someone giving you a compliment, but you reverse it back. It's like, no. No, don't compliment me. Like, this dress is from Primark. Like, it's really cheap. Like, no, don't say my hair looks nice. It's like really dirty. Or you have beautiful skin and say, oh no, have you seen my spots? Literally, we are all guilty of that. But learning how to receive a compliment is so sexy and so attractive. Just say thank you and keep it moving, okay? I have learned, if a guy says something nice, I say thank you with a little smile. Thank you. I have mastered the art of being sweet. That's it. Thank you. Learn how to receive. Just say thank you. There's literally nothing a man won't do or try to do for a woman that is grateful, for a woman that says thank you, that a woman that shows that I'm so grateful for you. I'm so grateful that you're in my life. I'm so grateful that you helped me. Try it. If you're in a relationship, try it. Have 7 days of gratitude. See how your relationship changes. Just find one thing every day to thank your man for. Say, babe, I'm so thankful for you. I'm so thankful that you ... Or you say, thank you, babe. Thank you for picking me up. Thank you for doing this. Thank you for doing this. There's nothing a man won't do for a grateful woman. Remember that. And number 5, last but not least, learn to smile. And yes, I know, guys, you can't be worse than me. I am the CEO of Resting Face Committee, okay? My natural stance, especially if I'm thinking about something, is to be very serious. And my face is already hard, like, can you see these cheekbones? So me not smiling, I just look bougie, okay? I look rude and I look bougie. So I have just learned the art of smiling. And did you guys know that you don't actually have to be happy to look happy, okay? And this is one of the things that I've tried doing. I try to think of something happy in my mind, whether that's kittens or dogs or whatever you're into. Or I think back to a happy memory, or I think of a joke, and I just maintain it in my head, unclench my jaw, unpierce my lips. Who does not want to approach somebody that has a smile, that has a warm, inviting smile? And ladies, don't say you can't do it because you're just naturally serious, you have a natural resting face. You can change, okay? If I did it, you can do it, okay? Imagine something happy in your mind and your whole face will light up. Like, this will literally make you so much more attractive. A lot of people don't realize that attractiveness is not big boobs, it's not a big ass, it's not a tiny waist, not a cute nose, it's not big lips, it's not big eyes. It is all energy. It's all energy. What energy are you giving off? Are you giving off warm vibes? Are you giving off warm, inviting energy? Is your energy saying, come and talk to me? Or is your energy saying, don't talk to me, piss off, I'm not in the mood? And you sit there and you wonder why no guy approaches you. Check your energy, babe. Check your energy, babe. Check your energy. You can honestly change your disposition. And honestly, guys are attracted to girls that look inviting, okay? And that's not appearance only. There's a whole new video on how to be feminine in your appearance, but I wanted to deal with the inequalities that we can all seriously do. A feminine energy is attractive energy, okay? Nothing wrong with being independent, but when you're in a relationship, it's no longer independence, it's interdependence, knowing how to function together.
Well, thank you for listening to this episode of the Pep Talk podcast. It would mean so much to me if you can leave a review, rate this episode, and I will see you in the next one. Stay fabulous, ladies.